بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. The nights of Qadr are maybe we should say the most important time of our life. In order to be able to make the best out of the nights of Qadr, we are in need of preparation. Those who have prepared for these nights of the holy month of Ramadan, starting from the previous Ramadan, right? Starting from the Eid al-Fitr of the previous year, are gonna do much differently, much better in these nights. Those who have prepared from the beginning of the month of Rajab for this season of Ubudiyah, for this season of obedience and servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are indeed at a better starting point than someone who is just waking up in the middle of the night tonight. And even the person who is waking up tonight and is able to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to spend this night, reviving this night in ibadat and the rituals and a'mal as recommended, is better than the person who is completely heedless about what is going on. The night of destiny, the Laylatul Qadr, it's a night where the destiny of your next year, or would say probably the rest of your life, is sketched out. And it's been said that if someone is not forgiven in the nights of the holy month of Ramadan, will not be forgiven until the next Ramadan, except if that person witnesses the day of Arafah, going to Hajj and being present in the place of Arafat and being there, which is not an option for many of us. Therefore, keeping that in mind, this part and this line of Sahifa Sajjadiyah teaches us that we should see ourselves in misery. We should see ourselves in trouble. And if we see ourselves in trouble, then we seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's where we, inshallah, see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better and stronger. Let's take a quick break, inshallah, we'll be back shortly.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
our respected brothers and sisters in Arab English Radio, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in this part of the 16th dua, he says, Ilahi, as we are approaching to the end of this dua. Hence, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam starts to requesting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with duas. He says, Ilahi, فَإِذْ قَدْ تَغَمَّتَّنِي بِسِتْرِكَ فَلَمْ تَفْدَهْنِي. O my Lord, since you have shielded me with your covering and not exposed me. In fact, if you wanted to expose me, I would have had no one around me anymore. If people had known what is in my heart, if people had known the ugliness of some of my intentions, the shame that I should have from what I have committed in the past, if people had known it, then no one would have even respected me. No one would have even talked to me. Ilahi, you have covered me, you have shielded me with your setr, you have shielded me, you have protected me. فَلَمْ تَفْضَحْنِي, and you did not expose me while I deserved exposure, while if you had exposed me, I wouldn't have any place or any point to complain about. وَتَأَنَّيْتَنِي بِكَرَمِكَ, and waited patiently for me through your generosity. فَلَمْ تُعَجِلْنِي, and then you did not hurry, you did not rush into punishing me. وَحَلُمَتْ عَنِّي بِتَفَضُّلِكَ فَلَمْ تُغَيِّرْ نِعْمَتَكَ عَلَيْ, and shown me clemency and proved to me clemency. Through what? Through your bounty. And not change my ni'amat and the blessings I used to receive. Even you increase them, right? In many cases, you increase them. Ayatollah Behjat says, we disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he has given us so much. Imagine if he had obeyed him, what would have happened? Right? He says, وَحَلُمَتْ أَنِّي بِتَفَدُّلِكَ فَلَمْ تُغَيِّرْ نِعْمَتَكَ عَلَيْ. You did not change your favor upon me. You did not change your ni'amat and blessings. Right? وَلَمْ تُكَدِّرْ مَعْرُوفَكَ عَنْدِي. And you did not muddy or your kindly acts towards me. You did not change. Right? You did not change your attitude towards me. In fact, you showed more mercifulness. You granted me more blessings, right? And that was out of your mercy. Then, farham tu latadarri ilayk. This part of the dua should be recited in wailing and with tears. O Allah, have mercy on my drowned out pleading. Let's take another break and inshallah come back to wrap this part up.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, on this night of Laylatul Qadr, or in these remaining minutes from the holy month of Ramadan, I would say, we should keep repeating this part of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, you, O Allah, are the one who did not expose me. You are the one who did not rush into punishing me. You are the one who did not change or restrict his blessings on me, upon me, even though I never repented truly. Therefore, you are the same Lord. I have changed, but you never change. You've never changed. You're the same kind, merciful Lord that I've had through the beginning of my life, through my childhood. O Allah, farham tula tadarru'i wa shiddata maskanati wa su'a mawqifi. O Allah, have mercy on me. I'm miserable. I am in trouble. Have your mercy on my drawn out pleading. Have your mercy on me, on my intense misery, on the situation that I'm locked up in. There's so many secrets in my life that I cannot even share it with anyone. وَسُوءَ مَوْغِفِي, and my evil situation. I know that with this situation, if I pass from this dunya, I will not have a place but in hell. Fire. May Allah rescue us bihaqqi, by the right of Muhammad and his pure progeny. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را. یا سجاد